North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
This is Michelle Moreland with Variety Radio Online, and today I have with me Ryan Carson, starring in the film La Boda de Valentina. This movie is a romantic comedy with two very different cultural family dynamics, which will be released in February in the United States and Mexico. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So a little bit of a jump from your daytime soap operas to a movie soap opera, correct?
Yeah. I guess you could call it that. It is a bit of a soap opera.
It is quite funny. I truly enjoyed it. So could you first tell our listeners a little bit, give them a short little introduction to the movie?
Sure. So La Boda de Valentina centers around this girl named Valentina who is engaged to my character, Jason Tate, the gringo in the movie. And, you know, we seem to have this perfect romance, this perfect connection, the perfect relationship. We check all the boxes. And then something starts getting a little bit weird. She has to go back to Mexico to see her family. And my character is a little bit alarmed by this. And so he goes to find out what's going on. And from there, hilarity ensues. He gets to meet her crazy, wacky family. And through the course of the movie, learns about himself, learns about love. And there is another man involved. So we end up in a bit of a love triangle. And I can't really say any more than that.
What drew you to Jason? What drew you specifically possibly to this role?
Well, first of all, what drew me to the project was just that the script was fantastic. The script was really good. It was really funny. I remember reading it the first time. I laughed out loud multiple times, and that's rare. I mean, it's rare to get a really good script in the first place, and it's rare to find something so funny as well. And I'd never done a romantic comedy before, so I was definitely drawn to that. And specifically for Jason, I think I was drawn to his sincerity, his romanticism, his idealism, and also, I guess, in a way, his naivete. You know, the naivete that can come along with being an idealist or a romantic. I think there's inherently some naivete involved. I may or may not be speaking from personal experience. So I could relate to some of what Jason's experience was, and I also couldn't relate to some of it. And I think as an actor, it's important to do things that, for me, it's important for me to take on characters that, you know, that maybe are both familiar and unfamiliar in ways, because then through taking on the unfamiliar, ultimately I get to learn about myself and I get to grow as a person and as an actor, hopefully. So those were the things that drew me to Jason.
Well, I enjoyed it. When I started the movie and then it had subtext, it was definitely, I was started thinking, okay, you know, how's it going to be a romantic comedy reading the subtext? But I laughed so many times. And, you know, and my heart pounded and I was like pulled one way, then pulled the other, and it grasps a lot of my emotions. And so it was really fun to watch. And So with the cultural differences, there was, you know, they showed the food and many things about Mexico, Mexico City, and the wedding and things that were happening when you went out to the bar and things like that. Did you do any prep for the cultural difference in the movie, like food, the electrical shock, wrestling? Did you do any kind of back search or studying?
Actually, no.
Okay.
For this, you know, for me, every job, and I'll tell you why. Every job is different for me in terms of how I prepare. There's really no set method or set, you know, list of things that I do. There's a few things that usually make the list every time, but in terms of preparation, I take it on a case by case basis. And for this one, because Jason ends up being a fish out of water and is experiencing all these things for the first time, I very consciously chose to not research those things because I too was experiencing those things for the first time. And I wanted that to be the way it was. I'll tell you a quick story. The electrical shock that you brought up, it's called tokus tokus. So I remember the first time I spoke to the director on the phone, and he was talking to me about the cultural references, and a lot of the humor in the movie is very Mexican centric. It's, you know, it's things that people who live there and are Mexican will get and think are funny. And so he brought up tokus tokus. And he said, "You know what that is?" And I said, "I have no idea what that is." And he said, "Well, you want to know?" And I said, "Well, I don't want to know much." And he said, "Okay, well, in a nutshell, here's what it is." I said, "Okay, great. I'm not going to YouTube it. I'm not going to look it up. What you told me is enough. I want, like, the when we shoot it, I want my first time doing this thing to be on camera." And that's what we did. So we shot it late in the film. I mean, we probably shot it on week, like, 6 or 7 weeks into the shooting schedule. So I had plenty of opportunities in sitting at cafes and restaurants, you know, sitting outside where the guys come by with the tokus tokus machine and offer for people to play. And every time I said no, because I wanted that first time to be really authentic. And I believe that I think Marco Polo, the director, told me this, that the take that ended up in the movie, there's this shot where it starts tight on my face and pulls back, like a tracking shot. And I'm pretty sure he told me that was the first take that we did, the one that made it in the movie. So, like, that's cool.
Cool,
you know, as an actor to find that out. I was like, oh, good. So, you know, my instinct was right. My instinct to not go explore that thing was right, because it was like the first time we shot it, the first time I actually experienced it was the one that the director ended up liking.
That is cool. That's very cool. So what was it like working with Marco Polo, the director?
It was awesome. It was a dream. It was a total dream. I just, as a human being, I just love that guy. And as a director, I love him as well. But, you know, to me, it's like it's almost more important that he's a fantastic human. He's so good. He's so talented at what he does. And he's so great with actors. You know, he was such a collaborator. And, you know, he as the director had to know what he wanted out of the film, and he did. But he also gave us, the actors, a lot of leeway for you know, telling him how we saw things and telling him how we wanted to try things. And I just really liked the way he worked. His thing is, like, he'll bring us the set, and then he'll go, "Okay, let's see it." And we'll just do what in rehearsal. We'll just do what our instincts tell us to do. And then from there, he goes, "Oh, okay." Then he'll give notes, and then he'll tell, you know, the DP where to put the camera, how he wants to shoot it, how he wants to light it. He's very collaborative. He's not a director who comes in and goes, "Okay, I have the shot completely set up. Those are your marks. This is what you need to do." And I found that delightful as an actor, to work the way that he works. He gave us a lot of freedom. And there were times when I would say, you know, I think this is how it goes. And he would go, "Okay, let's try that." And then maybe that was right. Maybe it wasn't, who knows, but that's the point of it anyway, isn't it? You know, to discover.
Mm-hmm.
and to work as a team. And that was my experience with him. And I just, you know, a year plus out of shooting now, you know, I consider him a friend, and he's been extremely supportive of me and in other ways, even outside of that project. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better time working with someone.
You also had a beautiful co-star, Miss Vega. What was it like working with her? She was beautiful on camera, and you're gorgeous, but she was, mm-hmm. I mean, she was just beautiful. She captured the camera very well. So what was it like working with her? Because she just seemed, she just brought every emotion. I thought she did great with both sides of her feelings, and she really did a great job.
Yeah, you're correct. Marimar is, she's stunning, and the camera loves her. She really pops on camera, and she's also extremely talented. It was great working with her. I mean, again, similar to Marco Polo, she's a great person, and I always enjoyed being around her on set. You know, whether we're just talking or whether we're shooting. Again, very collaborative and a very smart actress. You know, she would often challenge Marco Polo. They're friends outside of work anyway. So I think she had the ability to do that, you know, in a very safe mm-hmm. way. But she's a very smart actress, asked a lot of good questions, and I think helped make every scene better. And, you know, she was one of the things that I really liked also about working with Marimar was that she helped translate for me. She was very conscious of the fact that I didn't speak the language very well and was often the one going, hey, guys, we need to translate for Ryan. Or she would translate for me herself. And, I can't say enough nice things about Marimar. And, you know, I hope I get to work with her again in the future.
Yeah, you guys had a lot of chemistry also. It was really nice to see her chemistry with you and then also her chemistry with Omar. It was strong on both sides, so it really made a viewer not sure which way to pull, you know, in the triangle because she really was able to show that she cared about both, and you could feel it through the screen, which was really cool.
Well, I agree, yeah. And that's one of the things. Oh, sorry. Hello.
No, go ahead.
Did I interrupt you?
No, sir.
I was just going to say that one of the things when I saw the film that jumped out at me was that when I saw her and Omar on screen, I went, "Wow, they have great chemistry," and I thought the way that Marco Polo shot the movie, the way that Irwin, our director of photography, lit the movie and the way he shot it, and the way Marimar and Omar played it. I was sitting there, even though I'm biased, because of course I wanted Jason to end up with Marimar, but I'm sitting there watching it going, my God, they look great together. And the way it's lit, the way it looks so sexy and so romantic. It, like, by the end of the movie, I was going, well, you know what? I put up a good fight, but they look great together, you know, and I think that's what we wanted in the film. Ultimately, we wanted people to go on the ride, and we wanted people to be torn, like you're saying, but ultimately, because they end up together, we need to want that too. So I agree. I thought they were fantastic
yeah.
together.
Yeah. And you're right. Him and her had that kind of sultry, sexy vibe of chemistry, whereas you and her had that beautiful friendship, love, enjoy, you know, that kind of embracing each other as a kind of the happiness, and they had the sexiness. So you kind of both had some cool chemistry. So
yeah
it was very
yeah.
cool. On the set, it was so funny in several parts and several moments. And one thing that stands out to me that I kind of wondered, did y'all take several takes, and did you guys laugh really hard getting through this take? Is when you and Omar had the fight in the kitchen, and y'all were sliding everywhere, and everybody started sliding. That looked like it was a tough take, and looked like everybody was cracking up through the whole thing. Did it take you guys, seems like, all day to get that take?
We definitely worked on that a long time. That we shot that scene for most of the day that we shot it. And it was funny, it evolved. It definitely became something that it wasn't in the beginning. So I think some of the really funny, or at least what felt really funny at the time, I don't know if it made it into the movie because it just didn't, you know, in terms of time and in terms of the cut and everything, I think it just probably didn't work. But there were some insane moments where we literally, after the end of the take, we're all running to the monitor to watch what just happened because it was hard to keep it together during the takes. It was so off the wall and out there. I mean, we ended up, I don't know if you can see it very well in the movie. It's been a couple months since I've seen the film. And I just don't remember. But Jesus's character, he throws jicama in my face. Jicama with hot sauce on it. The hot sauce gets in my eyes, and the jicama ends up all over the floor. So, and I just can't remember if you see this, but the reason we're all slipping and sliding is because we're on jicama. We're like, we're sliding around on jicama on a wooden floor. And part of what was so funny to us when we were shooting it is we're like, oh my God, we can't believe what we're actually doing right now. This is utterly ridiculous. We're walking on jicama. And, you know, nobody could stand up. I mean, some of the stuff that happened was totally accidental. I mean, much of that scene wasn't planned. We sort of had a rough blueprint, and then we just went. And I think it turned out really well, and definitely kind of a memorable scene.
It was. It really, the whole movie, you did a great job. It was enjoyable. I'm excited for you guys to release this kind of a cultural crossover between the two families of U.S. and Mexico, and I'm excited for you guys, and appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today, Brian.
Oh, my pleasure. We appreciate you taking your time to talk to us, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with the release next month, and we look forward to seeing many more events from you and movies, and good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The movie will release on February 9th, so please check it out. This is Michelle Moreland, your host, with Variety Radio Online, and you can check out this interview and many more at the Variety Radio Online.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.